wants me.
It's Monday, October 9th, 2006. Thanks for tuning in to this special Canada episode of The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have missed. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Right there was a fantastic little indie pop band from Vancouver, Canada called The Saltines doing their song You Stood Out From The Crowd. It's from a new album of theirs called Let Go Of Your Bad Days, and it's pretty okay stuff. I like it pretty well. It's not my favorite music in the entire world, but it's pretty cute. You know, it's kind of like nice little indie pop music. And in that song in particular, I really like the horns. So that's why you had that song, You Stood Out From The Crowd, right there. It's pretty good stuff. All right, that's a pretty good song to start out a special Canada episode of The Sounds of My Head. All the songs on this week's show have something or other to do with Canada. Primarily, they're just bands from Canada. And then I got, like, a curveball coming, which is not that shocking of a curveball. But up next, a guy named Carl Newman, who is frequently referred to as the guy from New Pornographers. Other times, he's referred to as A.C. Newman, which is the band that we are going to be hearing from right now. This is his song called Secretarial, and it's from his album called The Slow Wonder. Check it out, A.C. Newman, right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Stories getting shorter, and what I want to know is, will it happen to me?
from the land of the sun, from a war that must be won in the name of truth. A soldier so brave, your freedom we would save, with our rifles and grenades and some help from God. I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so long, you see. Yeah, you could not believe the joy I did receive when I finally got my leave and I was going home.
Strategist Cliff Schechter, as well as Republican strategist Cleta Mitchell. Cleta, this is not good for the Republican Party.
Well, of course it's not, but let me just say this. The fact of the matter is the Democrats have scandals of their own. William Jefferson, who had $50,000 of cash in his freezer, who's under FBI investigation. His chief of staff has been indicted and pleaded guilty to bribery. You have a situation with Bob Menendez, the sitting senator from New Jersey, who the FBI announced 2 weeks ago that he's under federal investigation. You don't ever hear people say, well, the Democrats have this huge problem.
Can I respond to that?
Sure.
That's just hysterical. I'm not sure what planet you're living on, Cleta. I mean, you're saying there's one incident on the Republican side? Yes, this is one incident. Let's see. You've got Randy Duke Cunningham, who's in prison. You've got Bob Ney, who's going to prison. You've got Tom DeLay, who's probably going to prison. You've got Bill Frist being investigated for insider trading. You've got Denny Hastert, who covered up what Mark Foley was doing and is being investigated for it now. You've got Tom Reynolds, who covered up and is being investigated. You have Bob Corker being investigated in Tennessee over shady land deals. You've got George Allen being investigated investigated for the fact that he might have stuffed a deer's head into an African-American couple's mailbox back when he was a younger man. And I could go on and on. Let's see, Jack Abramoff, Scooter Libby. Do you want me to take this whole show? I mean, what a joke, Cleta. I mean, it's not even what you say is laughable on its face. One person, your whole party is a party right now that is basically a party of criminals and pedophiles. They're getting busted everywhere. You've got more and more people going to prison. Conrad Burns might be the next one to fall, as well as other
Republicans. Those are absolutely not true.
Okay, try naming 45 people like I just did. Right. You can name two, and they're not even real ones.
Satan sucks, but you're the best. Holy smokes, you passed the test. When I'm with you, I feel blessed. You came, things go my way. Here tomorrow, here today. A chinchilla. One day I woke up, and everything was beautiful. My troubles had all fallen out the window.
The song before that song was a band called Radiogram doing a cover of New Order's Love Vigilantes. It's from their album All the Way Home, which you can pick up in iTunes. They are a pretty solid band. They do a little bit of the alt-country kind of thing, and I really like what they did with New Order's Love Vigilantes. Though, I have to admit, I really like that song in general, so I would probably have liked it even if it had just been them like making farting sounds or something, because it's just a pretty good song. But then after that was a longtime favorite Cub, also from Vancouver, doing their song My Chinchilla, which you can get on either of two albums, either Mahler or Betty Cola. Cub is super great, primarily because they wrote the song New York City, which They Might Be Giants turned into an absolute classic. Totally a great song. Both versions are great. Cub, consistently solid. And My Chinchilla is a totally fun song. All right, up next, it's the one song of the show that's not by a band from Canada. The song you're about to hear is by a band from Georgia. They're called Of Montreal, but I had to put them on because, of course, I spent the weekend in Montreal, hence the special Canada episode of The Sounds of My Head. So here's the song Requiem for OMM2, the United States of Electronica remix. It's from a recently released, not terribly awesome album called Satanic Twins. It's a combination of Sunlandic Twins and Satanic Panic in the Attic. It basically is like remixes of songs from those two albums. And there's a handful of pretty solid songs like the one I'm about to play, but for the most part, they're kind of long and not very exciting, and I don't know, I kind of expected more. But, you know, whatever, that's what you get. So here we go. Of Montreal, Requiem for an OMM2, the United States of Electronica remix. Where else but on this Canada episode of The Sounds in My Head.
When I met you, I was just a kid. Hadn't built up my defenses, so I gave my heart completely. Vaseline over the lenses.
Memories don't go away. I remember every day.
As I was sinking, waving sadly from the pier.
Memories don't go away. I remember every day.
Such a great
don't come back, then I won't look behind me. And all of the things that I thought were so easy just got harder and harder each day. December is darkest, in June there's the light, but this empty bedroom won't make anything right. While out on the landing, a friend I forgot to send home, who waits up for me all through the night.
Calendar girl, who's in love with the world, stay alive. In love with the world, stay alive.
I dreamed I was dying, as I so often do, and when I awoke I was sure it was true. I ran to the window, threw my head to the sky and said, whoever is up there, please don't let me die. But I can't live forever, I can't always be. One day I'll be sent on a beach by the sea. The pages keep turning, I'll mark off each day with a cross, and I'll laugh about all that we've lost.
Of just how damaging the Foley scandal has become is just how aggressively the Republican Party is fighting back. Politicians and pundits working off a GOP list of talking points came out in force to point the finger of blame at everyone but themselves.
There are things that will offend liberals, or are there? Because I continue to ask, are they really offended by this? How many of them wish they were in on the action?
Had they overly aggressively reacted to the initial round, they would also have been accused of gay bashing.
They fearful of acting because they would be seen as homophobic or gay bashing?
You're not going to tell me these are innocent babies. The kids are egging the congressman on.
There have been other scandals, as you know. that have been more than simply naughty emails.
The fact of the matter is, the Democrats have scandals of their own.
Inappropriate behavior toward subordinates didn't cost Jerry Studs his Democratic seat in Massachusetts.
How about Jerry Studs?
Jerry Studs?
Jerry Studs?
Jerry Studs admitted having sexual relations with a male page.
That's what I'm saying. Gary Studs.
Barney Frank.
Barney Frank.
Barney Frank.
Barney Frank. Barney Franks, who ran a prostitution ring out of his home.
Barney Frank. Stephen Gobie was running a little male prostitution ring out of Barney's basement Barney didn't know about.
I mean, the Clinton stuff.
I don't want to bring Clinton into it, but hang on a second.
The President of the United States. What about President Clinton?
Bill Clinton.
Who took advantage of an intern in the Oval Office.
People like Bill Clinton.
President Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
I would just hope that people don't try to turn this into something political.
Yeah, keep on hoping.
Now that she's free, she's out every night. She drinks until three. And turns out the light. In 2 minutes time, she's out like a light. And she's dreaming of her boy again.
Song before that song was Stars, quintessential Canadian group at this point, doing their song Calendar Girl from their most recent album called Set Yourself on Fire. I always like me the Stars, and that song is certainly no exception. All right, after that was Montreal's Columbus doing their song Free Girl from their debut EP, which is pretty solid. I recommend you checking that out. Pretty good stuff. I've played Columbus once before, I think, and they're pretty good. So I like their album art and stuff. They're pretty cool. You check them out. All right, finally on this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Vancouver Knights. You'll never guess where they're from. Doing a song called Two-Spirited. Check it out. It's from an album also called Vancouver Knights. Here it is, finishing up this special Canada episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Swimming in the sea.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Harlem by the Sea by the Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, Ugh by the Evaporators, and Run Chicken Run, also by Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. Thanks a lot for listening to The Sounds in My Head. We'll see you next week with an all-new show.